In Peru, the Shipibo community is also trying to find a good and safe place to live. The Shipibo are indigenous people from the Amazon forest. They moved to Peru's capital Lima about 2 decades ago, when their habitat was destroyed by logging, illegal mining, and the construction of roads in the jungle. Thousands went to seek better opportunities in the big city. But today, plans to clean up the slum where they live are pushing them away once again. Ruxandra Greedy has their story. Research for this story was made.
Harry Pineda sits on the edge of a bare mattress inside the one-room wooden shack where he lives and works. Brush in hand, he's illustrating a children's book about the jungle that he was recently commissioned for.
My illustrations are due in a couple of days.
All around him are colorful canvases depicting Shipibo women with flowing hair, tall trees, and snakes. His paintings are in high demand these days. Pineda's family left her small village along the Ucayali River in Peru's eastern Amazon basin and came to Lima when he was 8 years old. He's part of a growing generation of Amazonian indigenous migrants to the big city, a phenomenon that started about 20 years ago when families migrated seeking better educational opportunities for their kids or fleeing the destruction of their territories by resource exploitation and infrastructure development. Hundreds of Shipibo eventually settled on a hill wedged between a freeway and a river. That's how the slum of Cantagallo was born.
Mis padres vinieron acá.
Once we came to Cantagallo, my parents were happy to be part of a Shipibo community, and they began to paint again. Before they knew it, this place became known as an artist enclave and a center of Amazonian crafts.
Today, there are an estimated 200 Shipibo families on the site, a hill covered in wooden shacks with corrugated metal roofs where residents pay a high price for trucks to deliver water to them by the barrel. Many of them, like the Pineda family, would find a ready market for their crafts and artwork in Lima. Others would find work as teachers or police officers. But their situation in Cantagallo was very precarious. The Rimac River that flows next to the shanty town is the most polluted in Lima, and the wooden shacks sit on top of a landfill. According to the UN Development Program, an estimated 40% of Latin America's indigenous peoples now live in towns and cities with emerging economies such as Mexico, Brazil, and Peru. Even in a slum like Cantagallo, indigenous peoples typically get better access to education, basic sanitation, and higher child survival rates than those living in rural areas. The migration of Amazonian peoples to cities hasn't been studied much yet. In Peru, Ismael Vega from the Centro Amazónico de Antropología y Aplicación Práctica, an organization founded in 1974 by Catholic bishops working in Peru's Amazon region, has been at the forefront of this research.
En realidad, la desterritorialización.
Being uprooted is one of the most important characteristics of globalization, but this isn't a democratic or a fair phenomenon.
Many indigenous peoples have been displaced since the 80s due to resource extraction, oil and gas exploitation, and logging. But, says Vega, the spread of information via cell phones and the internet have been powerful push factors, creating new expectations and needs for Amazonian peoples. Many have found great opportunity in the cities, even despite poor living conditions.
We shouldn't see migration in polarizing extremes, from near extinction to conservation. One thing we should keep in mind about new indigenous migrants to Lima is their shared indigenous pride and identity.
In 2008, the Shipibo of Cantagallo became the first and only indigenous community in Lima to open a bicultural and bilingual elementary school. Classes are taught in Spanish and in the Shipibo language, and kids are taught about their ancestral Amazonian territory. Olga Mori was among the parents who contributed towards the founding of the school.
Nosotros como mamá tenemos que salir.
In our community, the women keep doing what we did back in our villages. We sew, embroider, paint, and make pottery. But our kids get to do so much more. They get to study and go on to college.
And increasingly, young people from Cantagallo are getting access to college scholarships too. 8 months ago, Arribineda was walking through the slum, as he is today, when he ran into a group of volunteers from Peru's Ministry of Education who came to Cantagallo looking for Shipibo kids with good marks.
They encouraged me to apply, and I won a full scholarship to become a bilingual teacher.
When he finishes, he'll have to return to his home region in the jungle, a place he barely remembers, to teach at a rural bicultural and bilingual school there. But before he's done with college, Pineda and more than 200 Shipibo families living in Cantagallo will have to pack up and vacate their shacks. A big cleanup of the Rímac River is underway, and the city plans to build a park on the former landfill they've occupied and called home for almost 20 years. Local officials have allocated an area in the northern edge of Lima that's 77,000 square feet for a housing project. But there are still too many unknowns. How much will each home cost? Who will cover the cost of relocation? And when will they move? At this point, Mori and Pineda say they identify more with Lima and all its pollution and chaos than they do with the slow and isolated life in the jungle that the young generation can barely remember. Once their move to the housing project is complete in a few months' time, Mori says, every one of the families here will finally have a title to their land, something they haven't had in the Amazon over hundreds of years. For DW, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Lima.